Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Kathleen Marple-Kalb, and here are today's top local stories. End of the line for TikTok? New Yorkers who make a living on the app are worried.
Emma Rogue started her retail career on TikTok.
Without TikTok, I wouldn't have ever opened my shop.
She posted videos of the vintage wear she was selling. That exploded, and now she's got two shops on the Lower East Side.
TikTok has really allowed us to spread our name in a way that, like, maybe traditional marketing doesn't, because we've not once paid for an ad. Everything is organic.
Katia Constantine, who runs a digital marketing firm, is asking this question.
What capabilities are now available that have that same concept of influencer-led content that is shoppable?
She mentioned Amazon and YouTube Shorts. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
There's a big people's march in the city today. Immigration, just one of the issues expected to come up. Racial justice, women's and LGBTQ rights, and more also on the list. Co-host and history teacher Herman Younger telling 1010 Winds they also are honoring Dr. Martin Luther King ahead of the holiday for his birthday.
He taught us famously that the arc of the moral universe is long, but it bends towards justice. And so we also want to inspire a sense of acting with urgency, knowing that justice isn't going to bend on its own.
The march steps off at 9 a.m. at Foley Square, continues up 6th Avenue to Washington Square Park. Of course, there will be traffic issues, so stay with 1010 Winds for traffic and transit on the ones. A dramatic rescue from a Staten Island fire yesterday. Firefighter ran into the burning home in Graniteville, grabbed a baby from a bunk bed in a basement, and passed the child out a window to another rescuer. This happened just before 4 p.m. Call came in for people trapped in a semi-attached home near Farragut Avenue. Two adults and two children managed to get out, but that baby was trapped. The firefighter went in, rescued the child. This neighbor told Channel 7.
Yeah, I used to live in that house. And, wow, it's a sad thing to hear. It's the little kid in the fire. I don't know. It's crazy. There's always something happening on this block.
Child taken to the hospital in critical condition. The other residents were also taken to the hospital. No word so far on the cause. There's been an arrest in the murder of an ambulette driver found dead in the back of the vehicle on a Bronx street on Monday. 29-year-old Sharif Bowden was taken in yesterday, charged with murder and manslaughter, as well as drug and weapons charges in the death of driver Peter Forrest. Forrest, who was 64, was found in the back of his ambulette on Castle Hill Avenue. The manager had called police because they couldn't get in contact with him. The company GPS led officers to that vehicle. No word so far on any possible motive in that case. Hundreds of Brooklyn parents are scrambling with word that four childcare sites are closing. City Department of Ed told the facilities this week, less than 24 hours before applications were set to open for the coming school year. These closures will affect 250 children, some 90 staffers at the four sites, including the Grand Street Settlement Pre-K, where Governor Hochul just toured earlier this month announcing new childcare funding. The city blames the closings on major rent increases and low enrollment numbers. Parents, though, are now scrambling. A good sit-down at Mar-a-Lago for Mayor Adams. His Honor said yesterday the closed-door meeting with President-elect Trump went well, but he didn't give any immediate indication of what they discussed. The mayor flew to Florida yesterday to see Trump. His spokesperson says the meeting was to discuss New Yorkers' priorities. Afterward, he spoke briefly to a New York Times reporter who posted video on social media. Asked about congestion pricing, which Trump has promised to kill, Adams said he'd have more later. He also said that he saw Sylvester Stallone while visiting Trump and told him how much he loves the Rocky series. Now, some of Adams' critics say he's cozying up to Trump in hopes of getting a presidential pardon, with the mayor's federal corruption trial coming in April. Adams has denied any wrongdoing. Can't get there from here. Some 9,000 commuters will have a longer trip to Far Rockaway for a while because the A train has been closed for upgrades.
The A train is a lifeline for people living here on the peninsula, but commuter Jennifer Johnson said it's unreliable.
Always something. It's always.
That train,
right, Mike?
It's down once a week.
Always something.
That train is always down. Always down. Yeah.
The MTA will spend the next 5 months shoring up the line that crosses Jamaica Bay so it can withstand future extreme weather events. Arthur Sell was happy about that, saying riders will adapt.
I've been living here for 10 years, and I think it should have been done a long time ago.
Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Far Rockaway.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.